Homophobes Should Keep Quiet, Elementary School Accused of Intimidating Christian Parents. By Virginia Hale on November 26, 2018. A UK primary school threatened with legal action over an LGBT pride parade for young children has been accused of intimidation after a concerned mother was met by a member of staff wearing a t-shirt which belittled Christian views. When Izzy Montagu met with the head of Hevers Farm Primary School to discuss concerns that teachers promoting of LGBT lifestyles conflicted with Christian beliefs, she was confronted by a member of staff wearing a t-shirt emblazoned with the slogan, "Why be racist, sexist, homophobic, or transphobic when you could just be quiet?" Given the nature of my complaints, it was obviously a deliberate act to wear the t-shirt. I believe it was intended to belittle my views and intimidate me into silence, she told the British Mail on Sunday tabloid. Mrs. Montagu made the appointment with head teacher Susan Pappas in September to discuss the school's refusal to excuse her five-year-old son from its Proud to Be Me parade during so-called Gay Pride Month in June, which a number of Christian parents of children at Hever Farm have complained was set up to promote LGBT lifestyles. "I thought this was completely unreasonable. Our children were being indoctrinated with values that they do not need to be taught at such a young age," she said, telling the newspaper other parents had spoken of teachers reading children's storybooks about homosexual penguins and that no one consulted us about this. "Schools are supposed to be tolerant of different faiths as well as different sexualities," stressed Mrs. Montagu, who has now pulled her son out of the Croydon Primary School. "Within our faith we teach that a man and a woman together is what makes a family. But in my eyes the school were promoting a different type of lifestyle to the pupils." Mrs. Montagu has now launched an official complaint about the t-shirt, which was worn by Addie Copeman Pappas, the school's deputy safeguarding manager and the head teacher's daughter, who sat in during the meeting. "It was highly unprofessional and surely does not adhere to the school policy dress code for staff," she wrote in the letter, which accuses Copeman Pappas of failing to respect her Christian beliefs. It was reported last week that Hevers Farm has been threatened with legal action, with 14 Christian parents complaining that the school is forcing a very aggressive LGBT agenda onto young children in a manner which abuses parental rights and victimizes parents. Claiming most of the feedback to June's parade was really positive, Ms. Pappas insisted that the school would not shy away from issues that are important for children to learn about. She added, "With pride in British values, we have a thread of work on Black history, disability awareness, 100 years since women got the vote, but generally talking to the children about matters of inclusion and diversity. Last year we did something for Pride Month and focused on what children were proud of. Alongside that, we were doing work on anti-bullying, anti-transphobic and anti-homophobic language. The older children were looking at the history of LGBT rights." While denying anyone had been directly forced to participate in the event, the head teacher did say, Hevers Farm would expect children to go to any assembly, class or event put on by the school.